Now, with Shabbos starting early and having long Friday nights, especially cold Friday nights, it becomes very attractive to want to eat chulin Friday night. And there are a number of halachas that you have to follow in order to take out chulin on Friday night and to return it back to the pot. Now, before we even discuss the various conditions, the first question has to be addressed: is one even allowed to? Forget how to do it. Are you allowed to? Is it even permissible? What do I mean? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reishin and Gimel Siv Beis discusses the halachas of chazara. And one of the conditions he mentions is, there are a few different conditions, but one thing he makes, one qualification that the Mechaber writes is, v'dafcha al-gaba. One's only permitted to place or return the pot on top of a fire. Avala socha asr, but to place the pot inside the heating element would be a problem. So the question becomes, is the chulin pot returned to its cylinder, is that considered tocho and usr? Because if it's tocho usr, the whole discussion is thrown out the window. The only time chazar is permitted with the five different conditions, if it's only al gaba, aval tocho would be usr. So with respect to blechs and hot plates, which are just flat, so the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah are both right, that since they're flat, since there is no tocho, it's considered al gaba. That's considered al gaba. It's considered on top. So chazar would be permitted as long as you meet the other conditions. But what about a crock pot? Again, a crock pot, you're placing it inside a cylinder. It's latocho, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, this should not be permitted. So there's a Magen Avraham there in that sif, and he writes that if the pot is suspended even a little bit, and there's some airspace between the bottom of the chulin pot and the cylinder, the heating element, as long as there's some avir, there's some airspace, then that would not be considered tocha. That's not considered tocha. That's considered al gaba. It's considered suspended and would be permitted. Chazara would be permitted as long as you met the other conditions. Now the Prima Gadim quotes a Levush, and the Levush argues that even if it's suspended, as long as some part of the pot is inside the cylinder, that's considered tocha. So you could have the whole pot elevated and just the bottom of the chulin pot below the walls of the cylinder, that's considered tocha according to Levush. So there's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Levush. So how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah writes there in that sif katan nun zayin, he quotes the Magen Avraham and says, afiluim tala hakatera latoch avir akira. Even if the chulin pot is suspended in the airspace of the cylinder, uktas dafno seh bolten milamala, and a little bit, just ktas, a little bit of the chulin pot is above the cylinder, he says that's considered gam kein bechal al gaba have, that's considered al gaba, and would be permitted, chazar would be permitted, so long as you meet all of the other conditions. So seemingly, our chulin pot would be permitted, because since our crock pot, the lip of the crock pot goes above the cylinder, seemingly that would be permitted. And even since there's only an avir, a tiny, and also at the same time, the airspace, the chulin pot doesn't directly rest on the heating element below. There's a tiny airspace, it doesn't put pressure on it. There's a tiny airspace, in which case it would be permitted. Now, my brother-in-law is Sefer, Hilchos at the Malchza, page number Kuf Mem Tes, Har Yud Gimel. He quotes from many poskim that say it still is a problem, even though it's slightly suspended. What's the explanation? Because according to most Rishonim, what's brought down in Mishnah Berurah, what's the reason why Chachamim instituted Chazara? They instituted Chazara because it's Mechse Kimevashel. It appears as if you're cooking. But if it doesn't appear like you're cooking, it's permitted. So just as, for example, that's why returning to a blech, returning to a hot plate, it doesn't look like cooking. That's why it's chazar is permitted. That's why many poskim say returning to a warming drawer is also permitted. Since no one cooks in a warming drawer, it's not mechzik mevashel. But with respect to the crock pot, so this is how you cook. This is the normal way. Since it's the normal way, even though it's slightly elevated, it is mechzik mevashel, and would possibly be a problem, even according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's slightly raised above the crockpot. So the Orach HaShabbos writes at the end of Chelek Aleph in Amud Tuf Kuf Lamed Ches, he suggests that lining it with aluminum foil or aluminum balls or pebbles, whatever you might be using, those are needed for other reasons, perhaps aluminum foils for Shia, you might need aluminum balls and pebbles for Atmana purposes that we discussed previously, but if you have some type of separation, so the Orach HaShabbos says that would then be an unnatural way of cooking, and that would be mechse, rather that would not be mechse kemavashel, and Chazar would be permitted putting it back in. Now it does leave it Tzarech Iyim that this only satisfies those who think the reason behind Chazara is Mechsek Mevashel. But there are some Rishonim who think that the problem of Chazara is Shem Yechat, you might come to adjust it. So he's not sure if the aluminum foil wrapping or lining will be enough to prevent the problem of Shem Yechat. So I don't understand the Tzarech Iyim. Number one is the poskim, even though Rishonim say Shem Yechata, all the poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, they all focus on Mechsek Mevashel. We poskim that Mechsek Mevashel is the problem. But even if you want to be choshish for the other ones, that it's also a problem of Shem Yechata, so then we discussed with regards to Shia. Shia is also Shem Yechata. We said lining with aluminum foil would also satisfy, would be enough of a hecker, so it wouldn't be Shem Yechata. So aluminum foil here by Chazar should also be sufficient, not only to not make it look Mechsek Mevashel, but it should also be sufficient. So it shouldn't be Shem Yechata. Either way, the post can all bring down that aluminum foil lining it would be sufficient to allow it not to be considered tocho and be considered Chazara would be permitted. Now, anyways, for Chazara, you have to line it, the heating element anyways, because one of the criteria of Chazara is it has to be garfakatum, has to be covered. So you're lining it anyways for garfakatum. And once it's lined there, it also is sufficient to get around the problem of not being tocha because it slightly elevates it. So it seems that aluminum foil, according to poskim, according to practice, would be permitted. That's what Rabbi Ribiak quotes in the back from Moshe Feinstein as well. Aluminum foil would be sufficient. Now the Sheva Levi has an interesting discussion, another explanation as to why it would not be considered tocha, and perhaps according to him, you wouldn't even need aluminum foil for the tocha problem. But the Maisa, we say one should use aluminum foil. But what's the explanation of the Rav Osner? Rav Osner writes in Chelek Gimel Siman Mem Ches that the whole Isser of Tocha is only when you have two options. Some, back then at least, they had two ways of heating things up. There's either Tocha, placing it inside, mamish inside the fire, and then there's another way to have it raised, elevated, legava, up above. Those who cook perhaps on charcoal grills outside, so there are ways to elevate the grates higher and lower. So that was the same idea, higher and lower, you could raise it L'Tocha on the Gaba. So he says, when you have those two options, and you opt for L'Tocha, so you're opting for the greater heat. So it looks like Mechser Mekam Avashel. The fact that you're avoiding the Gaba, the higher level, which is just warming up, and you're placing it Mamish L'Tocha inside the fire, that gives off the impression that Mechser Mekam Avashel. But in a situation where there's only one setting, where it's all a tochel, there's no tochel or gabo, you're not choosing between anything. So in that case, he says, it doesn't give off the impression of a mechsek mevashel, in which case it would not be a problem of tochel and would be permitted as long as you meet all the other conditions. So lemaisa, we're going to discuss in another shir how to meet all those various conditions, but with regards to tochel or gabo, the idea is just a line of the aluminum foil, and that would cover your bases, and then we'll meet the other conditions, and we'll discuss how to actually do the chazara.